Hey, we're here with The Scoop, this time with Josh Singletary. Buddy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Rob. A little tired, but I'm good.
Now, everybody's going to want me to ask this question first, so we're going to get it right out of the way and talk a little bit about the bus fire. Tell everybody a little bit what happened.
Well, what happened was between Dallas and we were on our way to Texarkana. We were on I-30, and right before exit 150 there on I-30, our bus tire, our back passenger bus tire blew. Tires, 9 times out of 10, don't just catch on fire just from blowing. So we have come to the conclusion that we don't know, allegedly it could have been a broke gas line or something got hot, apparently. And that's kind of what started the fire. We tried to put it out, but it wouldn't go out. And after that, the rest, as they say, is history.
Okay, so in the middle of an emergency, I always want to find this out. Who was the coolest? And you can't say you, because I'm sure you weren't. I'm sure it was somebody else. I'm sure you were.
No, you know what? Honestly, you're right. It wasn't me. The only cool part that I thought to do was to grab the contracts and the money box.
See, and which I told you off air, that was a very smart thing to do.
Right, so that was about as cool as I got. The coolest, Anthony, our bass singer, and the driver at the time, Matt, both of them, Anthony's a cop, and Matt works in emergency as well. So both of them snapped into rescue mode, so they were probably the calmest out of all five of us.
And they just, whose idea was it to get the product and stuff off?
Well, it was kind of a collective effort. As soon as we figured out, okay, he's not going to be able to get this fire out, and we know there's another extinguisher around here somewhere, we just start opening bays and pulling stuff out because there's just no sense in wasting time.
Yeah.
You know?
And as you told me, actually, it was almost like a surreal experience, almost like you were like living something that you were just kind of like there, but not really there.
It was. Well, the whole time I'm thinking, okay, if we can get this fire out, we can at least, you know, replace that stuff in the back. And then I'm thinking, no, I got to move. And then your adrenaline's kicking in. So, you know, like Riley was picking up big old subs all by himself, and I'm thinking, whoa, buddy, whoa. I mean, I've heard of, you know, mothers lifting cars for their children, but I mean, I was thinking, you know, buddy, don't take it that too far, you know. You don't want a hernia. So in the whole time, your adrenaline's kicking, and you're looking, and you're thinking, and you're praying, and you're thinking, God, surely you can get this to stop. Maybe this will quit. And then you tell yourself, Josh, it's a fire.
Yeah.
It's not going to stop until the firefighters get here and put it out. You know, and so then you have this helpless feeling. It's just a sinking. It, more than scared, it was sinking.
Yeah.
You know, well, there goes our stuff.
Well, in my first thought, when I heard about it, actually, I got a text probably as the fire was going. And and my immediate thought was, are they okay? Which, I mean, I am so thankful that all the guys were okay. There was no smoke problems or anything. You guys didn't have any ill effects afterwards from it, did you?
Not too bad. Some of us had a cough for about a day or two, and then it cleared up. It wasn't too bad. When I was in the back room grabbing the contracts and the money and all that stuff, the it was starting to fill up with smoke. Mm-hmm. There was no fire in there, but smoke was coming in through vents and stuff. And I breathed a little bit of that in, and after about a day, it was gone. So we did fine.
I'm
we were just cold.
You didn't dress for being outside in Texas in January?
Well, see, it happened so fast. All of our coats, all of our sweatshirts, I mean, everything was left on there. And Gary, poor old Gary, just had some sweatpants and T-shirt and didn't even have his shoes. And so we had to grab a blanket from somebody. And, you know, there was a lot of reports that some of us were in an ambulance and were in trouble and stuff. Well, we were in the ambulance. But just to set the record straight, it was because they had a heater on in there, and it was much more warm inside the ambulance than it was outside.
Plus, you probably still had a good view of the show that was happening outside from where you were.
Oh, we did. We did. Honestly, it took, it happened about 5 o'clock. It took about 2.5 hours to finally to get it licked.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was pretty.
And you're going to reschedule, so people can check the website for the dates and reschedule that you're
absolutely
going to.
Absolutely. If I'm not mistaken, just keep watching the schedule on the website, and the reschedule should be there.
And if somebody's listening to this and they want to help you guys out, and I mean, you didn't talk to me about this, and I'm doing this without your approval, which pretty much 90% of what we do, we never talk about ahead of time. And the stuff we talk about never gets into any of the interviews we do. So, but I do. If somebody wants to help, can you give them an email address that they can contact you and help you guys out?
Yeah, they can contact us at office@tributequartet.com.
Boy, that sounds makes it sound big and important, doesn't it?
No, no, no. Well, people ask us all the time, you know, what's your email address? And I go and tell them, and they go, wait a minute, let me write it down. And I'm thinking, no, it's our office at tributequartet.com.
That's, and it's an easy one.
Yeah, and they go, oh. And I said, yeah.
But and by the way, you also want to head to their website, follow what's going on, and get information about the reschedule on the dates that they did have to cancel. And but boy, I have to tell you, now that the serious part of the conversation is over, we can have some fun. But I mean, I was literally really scared because I know fire and a bus, they just don't mix well.
Well, it was just a blessing that we weren't asleep, or that it wasn't at night, you know, or, you know, the airlock door, you know, because the front, we have an airlock, had an airlock on the front door. And, you know, it's a good thing that wasn't jammed or...
Well, explain to people what an airlock door is, because I know what it is, but if you don't ride on a bus, you don't know what an airlock door
right.
is.
Right. Well, you have the normal lock, you know, on the door, but we also have, they press a button and you hear, psh, koom, there's a bar in there that holds the door shut just in case anything happens and the door would be apt to fly open.
It's like vacuum sealing the Tribute Quartet in.
Right, yeah, no, you ain't going nowhere. Yeah. You're in this bus, you're going to stay in the bus.
And sometimes that's a good thing, but in this case, not such a good thing. If it would have jammed, you could have had, you know, more issues to deal with than...
Absolutely.
And so that is amazing. But yeah, give them the website, so if people want to head there.
You can head to tributequartet.com. And or Tribute QT if you don't feel like spelling out quartet.
See, and there are lazy people like me that they get to the tribute part and they're just like, phew, I'm
oh,
done.
There are people on the phone who have said, now spell quartet. And I'm going, Q-U-A-R-T-E-T. Oh.
I sometimes just put quart in. Sometimes I forget the rest of it.
Or quarter.
Quarter. Yeah, exactly. And that's sad because I've been around this business long enough that I should know how to spell quartet. Isn't it?
Yeah, you think you would.
It is, and then, you know, there's all the goes along with that. But now let's move on to some good things and some fun things. What's going on in Josh's life? Tell me about what's happening, buddy, other than the fire thing, which was kind of a big deal. But anything else?
Well, actually, we're actually starting, we're in the process of going into the studio for a new CD. We've had to, we actually started it in November, and just because of scheduling, how things were, it's been kind of a, and you know, things like this, it's kind of been of a little bit of a postponed process. But we are in the middle of it, and it should be available in spring.
Okay, and any hints on this album as far as what direction it's going, or what you're kind of going for an album?
Man, we are Southern Gospel all the way.
Well, gee, and I didn't know that. Thank you for sure.
Well, I've seen that this is a Southern Gospel album.
Yeah. No, but I mean, do you have a theme to it? Don't give me that. This interview is going to get awful short. Thanks so much for having Josh Singletary on today, and this will be the last time you ever hear Josh here. So.
Well, actually, we haven't quite, because we're actually, I mean, we're always, anytime you have a project and people have songs, you are constantly, even to the day of recording, because you could have that one song that pops in and you go, oh, we have got to do this. We haven't quite felt or find the exact thing yet, but there it's leaning toward you know, family, and it's leaning toward, you know, our hope, and it's right now we're trying to define the actual thing, and yeah. I think we're moving in the direction in a good direction very easily.
You know, I'm going to let that smarty pants remark slide since you've just been through a fire. Otherwise, it'd be on, man.
Smarty pants, man.
It's Southern gospel. Thank you.
Well, it's Southern gospel.
I think I've been interviewing people for like 20 years, and that's the most obvious answer I've ever gotten. So.
That's what I'm here for, Rob.
Okay, you know, help the host out every once in a while. You know, you score some brownie points. He throws you a softball. He's meaning to give you room to expand on that one. So, I got this question for you, and I like to ask this on the air, and it's always fun to do. I want you to list five people you would love to sing a duet with. Start off with
five people I love to sing duet with.
Yeah, starting off at five and going up. Now, these don't have to be Southern gospel people. Mind you, they don't have to, and they can be dead, because we'll bring them back so you can sing the duet with them.
Well, sure. And I eventually will one day, anyway.
You'll be dead, too. Yes, exactly.
Right, yeah, one day. I would love to sing with, I'd love to sing with Danny Kaye.
Really?
I'd love to sing with, I'd love to do a duet with Harry Connick Jr.
So we're up to, that's five and four, and we're up to three.
All right, three. I would love to sing with Denver Crumpler.
Really?
I think it would be cool. Let me tell you something about Denver Crumpler really quick.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know this. He is the, sorry about that, my dog in the background just heard something apparently. He apparently agrees.
he loves him, man.
He loves Denver Crumpler. Denver Crumpler was the only, if I'm not mistaken, and if I heard this correctly, he's the only gospel artist ever to have been requested by the Queen of England to do a private concert. It was just him and his guitar.
No way. I did not know that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Yeah,
I don't. Absolutely. How do you find this stuff?
I'm a book of useless knowledge that I, 9 times out of 10, forget until something like that comes up.
Just pops up. Okay, so we're up.
Okay, number two. Number two. Oh, man. Number two, I would love to do a piano duet with Victor Borge.
Why Victor Borge?
Well, he was just a genius, and he was a very underrated pianist. And I think I was talking with someone up before. Here's another interesting useless fact. he learned to speak English through learning a comedy routine.
You're kidding?
He was a concert pianist, and he figured out he could make people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
While doing it, and he wanted to move to America, so he learned all of his routines in English, and that's kind of how he figured the rest out.
See, because he's a brilliant piano player.
Oh, he was a brilliant pianist. Yeah. And I would love, I would love to do a duet. Let's see. You know, I've never thought about this before.
I know.
I would love to do a duet with, I would love to do it, probably.
See, and here, I thought this would be easy, because I would have thought we'd have heard a Rat Pack person, not a Brat Pack, Rat Pack.
I was batting Sinatra around, because I'm just a massive Sinatra fan. So, but also Dean Martin, because his timing was impeccable.
See, Dean Martin was cool.
Dean Martin was just cool.
Frank Sinatra was awesome. I mean, he was awesome. But Dean Martin had this way about him that made him not only cool to women, but cool to guys. We're like, yeah, he's cool. Yeah, he's similar.
Oh, yeah, he's cool. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he was quick. Everything he came up with was just right off the link. And here's the funny part. People thought that he was drunk all the time on the show.
Uh-huh.
He never had a lick of alcohol in his system or his glass while he was on the show.
Well, that was a bit. It was part of the bit.
It was a bit part of it, yeah. So, you know, for those who say, oh, no, he likes Dean Martin. No, yes, I do.
I do.
He was a brilliant entertainer.
Well, my Facebook, I had Dean Martin on there for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. You know, Christmas stuff.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, yeah.
Love that
yes,
song.
It is. See, and it's quite cold here, too.
Well, I wouldn't call you baby, so that's...
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Schnookums. Scooter Poot.
Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, yeah. We have.
Yeah, moving much. Right along.
Exactly. Anywho, as you say... You notice, by the way, people point that out, that when we talk, you always say that, so I had to do it this time.
I do, don't I? Anywho. Anywho.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
And you know what? I used to hate that phrase, but I thought it comes in so handy.
Now you use it a lot when you're talking to me, so I'm guessing you don't hate it as much anymore.
No, I don't. I don't. Oh,
that's good.
You've made me like it more, Rob. Thanks.
Oh my! So now you've got a couple things coming up besides the new album. You've got a West Coast tour coming up.
Yes, that's right. We do. Yeah, we have that. We have the West Coast tour in March.
Yep.
We'll be heading to California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona.
Probably not in that order.
No, not in that order, because that would be just crazy.
Sorry, I just said.
and then we are also singing in Idaho. Boise. I believe we're singing in Boise, Idaho.
Get any good potatoes when you're there?
I'm hoping.
See, I love going to Idaho and going to a restaurant and saying, do you have potatoes?
Oh, yeah. And then they look at you
like... funny, you know.
Yeah, you're original, aren't you?
Probably going to sing with Liberty Quartet, aren't you?
You know what?
You don't
I think
know.
So. And I think there's a... I don't know. There's another quartet that we're singing. I don't remember. I can't remember. Gary has all this information. That's why we dubbed him manager of this quartet.
That's why you check the website, make sure it's whoever.
I just get on the bus, I get in the vehicle and get out of the vehicle. That's about it.
You know what I think? I think it'd be cool. Because now we've done the top five thing, and you had Victor Borga in there.
Mm-hmm.
You should do something like that. I think you'd be good. You need me, though. Because, you're not
Jesus.
As funny without me.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
The Everyday with Jesus I do on stage is about the closest to that kind of thing as I do now.
I'm trying to get myself a job because I'm poor, so I was hoping...
Well, join the crowd.
Yeah. Welcome to Southern Gospel Music.
Oh, Southern Gospel. boy, can you burn money fast, and boy, do we know.
I was just going to say, is that a whole joke on the last weekend?
We had somebody on Facebook say, I knew you guys, of course, this was after we were okay, and we were fine, and it was lighthearted, and I get it, so, you know, this wasn't... an offensive remark. It was what they said was, we knew you were on fire for the Lord, but I mean, isn't that pushing it just a little too far?
I was going to post on your personal page that you were smoking, but I thought that was, you know, smoking hot, you know, get it? I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah,
that's good.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
You've been tough today. Right. I mean, usually you laugh at my jokes.
Or I know. Well.
Are those pity laughs? And I'm just finding
this out? No. It was good.
It wasn't my top shelf stuff. No. Okay. Because
What's the weather like up there?
It is. Well, see, you know, I'm learning from artists. You know, you have your lower shelf stuff, you have your mid shelf stuff, and then you have your top shelf stuff. So that really was probably pretty much a low shelf thing, wasn't it?
It was on the shelf. I mean,
well, say that's all I asked for. Because I strive for mediocrity.
I mean, as long as it's on the shelf, I mean, you're good. You know, you can have that Encyclopedia Britannica on one of your shelves. It doesn't necessarily mean you know it by heart.
That's it. Yeah. That's true. But I do. I love. I read that all the time.
Do you?
No, not really. I've got. That's why we have internet.
Really that bad up there, huh?
No, that's why I have internet now. I don't know how to spell, and I don't know how to do anything else. My computer does all that for me. My brain is totally gone.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, mine does as well.
Yeah, I just don't do anything. Favorite new gadget that you've gotten in the last year?
Camera.
You like it?
I do. I can't use it anymore.
Oh, sorry.
Because it was on the bus.
Yeah, I didn't mean to bring that up.
I liked it. I liked it very much.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The only thing I couldn't figure out was how to change the MP4s over to, like, you know, another video format. Of course, I don't have an Apple computer. If I did, I could do that. But
there's a conversion program out there you can buy just for future reference if you ever need that.
Well, they have a free one. CNET had a free one to download.
But that's only like a limited amount of days you could use it, though.
I guess. I don't know. I couldn't figure out how to use it. I'm like, just tell me to pop in the MP4,
exactly,
the format that I want it to come out as, and voila.
Hey, give everybody the website one more time.
TributeQuartet.com.
That's TributeQuartet.com. Hey, buddy, you know I appreciate you lots, and I'm so thankful that you guys are all safe. And we here at the show and everything just appreciate you so much.
Well, buddy, we appreciate you all as well.
And
thank you for the concern, and thank you to everyone who has commented on our Facebooks and Twitters and websites. Thank you for the support, the prayers. It's very, very, very much appreciated.
That's right. They should follow you on Twitter, too, before we go. Give them the Twitter.
Yeah, twitter.com/TributeQuartet.
Is that a backslash or a forward slash?
Forward slash.
Shoot, I've been giving it wrong.
I don't know.
I thought it was a backslash because it kind of lays that way. Like it's laying back.
Angles, I don't know. Well, it's the whatever after the HTTP /. It's those slashes. Whatever that is.
Yeah, whichever.
Type just one of those in after twitter.com.
Try it both. And if one doesn't work, try the other.
I don't know. You might get some sight. That might not be good.
Yeah,
so.
It might not be. But
get it. Google it.
Thank you.
Twitter and Tribute Quartet. There you go.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate it, Rob.